on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Mix 106.5, Kramer and Jess. If you were going to go on a date with a radio person and they showed up in the radio station van for your date, what would your impression be of that?
Man.
Dude, y'all going to die over this one. Y'all going to die over this situation right now.
Is that the car that has our show logo
yeah.
on it?
Oh, yeah. It's.
I don't want to be a part of that.
I'm in quite a bind right now. I'm having car problems, and it's going to be another week until they get the part in.
Yeah.
And so I've been hijacking the radio station vehicle to drive while my car is being worked on. Typically wouldn't be a big deal. I don't really do a lot of stuff, y'all. Home, back, home. Like,
yeah,
that's it,
like,
right?
That's like station signage. There you go.
Y'all, I have not been on a date in so friggin' long. It's crazy. But of course, of all times that I finally get back into the quote-unquote dating world,
yeah,
it's when I don't have a car, right?
Uh-huh.
So the place that we're going on Saturday, me and this young lady, who we've never been out exclusively just me and her one-on-one, right? Like, uh-huh. And she doesn't know me from the radio world, really,
at
all. Like, she doesn't know me as like Kramer. So
I mean, good, but then you're going to pick her up in the station vehicle?
The spot that we're going is like
in public.
It's like my house, and then it's her. It's like her place is on the way to the restaurant that we're going to.
Yeah.
So
she's gonna sit in there. In a station. Okay, and I have to paint the picture for a lot of people. Like, you guys have to understand, like, a station vehicle. Like, there is equipment in there.
Yeah.
There's a tent in right. there. There's a speaker in there. It's just like. It's not it.
No.
It's not it.
So my fear is, and this hasn't happened yet, but I'm just kind of waiting for it to be, oh, it's on the way. Just pick me up on the way to dinner. No yeah. big deal. And I'm like, actually, it's a massive deal.
Yeah.
Because you don't really know my radio life, and I'm going to roll in there with the station car
with
my name on the side.
I don't want to be a part of that.
Like,
I don't want to be associated.
This is like the equivalent of like being Shaggy and rolling up in the mystery machine
yeah,
for your date.
It
like,
feels gross.
It's, and you have to understand the name is like right under the like
window. Our logo, our like our morning show, yeah. both of our names yeah. are on that.
Yeah. Oh, you're in this too, unfortunately.
I don't want to be a part of it.
Okay.
Can I vote no?
Is there any woman that would be impressed by that?
Ew.
I'm just wondering.
Are you doing it on purpose?
No, I swear, not on
that,
purpose.
That especially, do not make me part of this whole pimping out situation. I will not be a part of that. Absolutely not. Lure women into this vehicle. I will not stand for that. Do not use the show to get dates.
I'm not doing it because of that, but I'm just wondering, like, if I roll up and like she sees me and she's like, I know he's on the radio, but like I roll up and I'm like, boom, like I'm here.
It's giving 2009.
If I didn't know you, I fear that would work on me, unfortunately.
You would like it?
Because I'd be like, okay, he's clearly employed. he probably has health insurance.
Yo, I BS you not. Like, this is something I've really got to consider. So, like, is there even if I explain the situation and I'm like, hey, I can pick you up, but, like, I just got to warn you, my car's in the shop, so I'm in the radio station.
You can only sit in the passenger seat. And if you look behind you, that's a tent that's kind of pushing up behind the chair that you're sitting on.
So do I just have to Uber then?
Ignore the zip ties in the car middle part.
There's got to be somebody. Somebody be impressed by that, right? Somebody, anybody? Let's talk to Hendrix.
Hey, Hendrix. Please save
Hi.
Me. Can you help me, please?
It's not that bad.
Oh, Jess, I am not on your side this time.
Come on, tell her. It's kind of cool, right?
Oh, my God.
Okay, you have to go in your work van, and you have to tell her, like, hey, I'm going to pick you up in my work van, but don't tell her it's the radio van, and then just show up with your name on the side of the van.
You guys, this is so gross.
And wait, Hendrix, like, what would that mean? Like, imagine somebody showed up for a date with you and they were driving the radio station vehicle. Like, what's the first thing that would go through your head?
I'd be like, oh my God, that's so cool.
But
so cool, Jess.
Hendrix, but do you think you only feel that way because you... Like, you've been a longtime listener of the show. Like, we love you so much. And we've actually almost, like, developed this relationship with you.
Right,
we're
friends.
Do you think you feel that way because of how we feel about you and you feel about us? Or do you think
I feel like it is such a big part of your life that you can't really hide? And I feel like you might as well just go out with a bang the first date and be like, by the way, I'm a radio personality, then be like five dates down and be like, oh, by the way, I am a radio personality and a lot of people in Baltimore know who I am.
And by the way, my name's on the car for that reason.
I can't stand this one bit.
I can see the cringe, but I can also see the cool. Maybe she would love it. This could be my soulmate. I don't know. It's a good point.
I'm just saying, if somebody rolled up at my house to pick me up in that van, I'd be very impressed.
See? Thank you, Hendrix. This is what I'm talking about. So Jess is giving me terrible advice this morning. Thank you
Absolutely.
So much.
Absolutely. You should do it.
410-583-1065. You're just tuning in. I've got a first date this weekend. My car's in the shop till next week, so I've been driving the radio station van around. Like, can I show up to her place, or even to the date in general, even if I don't pick her up, like, is that cool or is that cringe?
Melissa in Baltimore, just imagine the Crames rolls up.
Oh, I hate it even more.
in the Crames mobile. Is it impressive?
Okay, so you could use it to your advantage. Like, be honest, be upfront, tell her what's going on, okay? But then, like, act, like, real humble. Like, you're this humble person, even though, you know, you're on the radio and you have a van that has your name on it.
I know, that's so gross.
Like, right, so couldn't I mean, is there a way for me to spin it to where it does work? So if I'm like, oh, this is so embarrassing, like, oh, my name's on the car, hop in, like.
Just be honest, because honesty is attractive.
So he should say that he's cheap. So he should say that he's too cheap
to
rent a car.
Pay for a rental car.
That would be the honesty.
Well, okay, I didn't even think of that. But you could just say, like, how great the people you work with, and they offered you the van, and, yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You could talk it up. But, like,
so now you're starting this on a lie. Now you're lying to this woman.
It's an exaggeration. Maybe not.
No. What's dishonest? If you pick her up in an Uber?
Right, exactly. Then she's like, do you have a car? Like, what's happening? Hey, Melissa,
you're paying for money for the Uber, and you don't want to pay money for the Uber.
But, I mean, we could split it probably. But, Melissa, God.
No.
I like the way you think, though, Melissa. I like the way you think. There's got to be a loophole in here somewhere. I like that. Thank you. Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. See ya.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.